This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This podcast discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. Now that we've wrapped season one of Dirty Money Moves, for now, we're currently working on season two. While you wait for season two to drop, we don't want to leave you hanging. So we're putting out a mini-series that also highlights female con artists and women who commit white-collar crimes. Our first mini-series covers a well-known reality TV star whose lavish lifestyle is prominently featured on Bravo's hit TV series, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. If you're a fan of reality TV, you guessed it, we're diving into Jen Shah, the self-described queen bee and MVP of the show. But as the world saw play out on season two of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, no amount of fur coats and Gucci bags can keep even the queen bee safe from the feds. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this miniseries, we're highlighting a reality TV star turned convicted felon. Jen Shah of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City seemed to be living large with a closet full of Gucci bags and fur coats and a glam squad who kept her looking snatched for the millions of people tuning in each week. But when it came to explaining exactly what it is she does for a living, well, that's where things got a little complicated. Come to find out, Jen's wealth had been built on the backs of mostly vulnerable people through a fraudulent telemarketing scheme that she'd been operating for years. This is episode one, Telemarket Scheme. For fans of reality TV, the name Jen Shah should sound familiar. Jen is the self-described queen bee and MVP of Bravo's hit reality show, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
In this town, I'm queen bee and MVP.
Fans of the show are used to seeing Jen flaunt her wealth at the infamous Shah Chalet, the nickname for her extravagant home, a staple on the show. Jen, with her strong personality, expensive fashion, and wicked outbursts, has made a name for herself. She's definitely one of the standout cast members. Fans of the show either love or hate Jen. There isn't really an in-between. Sharif Shah, aka Coach Shah, is Jen's husband, and together they have two sons, Omar and Sharif Shah Jr. Coach Shah's calm demeanor is in stark contrast to his wife's intense vibe, which emphasizes that old saying about how opposites attract. Jen has been married to the University of Utah cornerback coach for over 25 years now. Before his coaching career, Coach Shah was a practicing attorney. Due to her husband's unruly work schedule, Jen claims the two of them are in a FaceTime marriage. Issues that arise from their time spent apart play out on the show. And during these scenes, viewers get a glimpse into Jen's more vulnerable and sensitive side. Jen describes herself as a Tongan and Hawaiian woman who often stuck out in her traditionally white Mormon world. Although she was raised Mormon, after 5 years of marriage, Jen converted to Islam, becoming Muslim like her husband.
Assalamu alaikum, bitches.
On the show, Jen comes off as a well-to-do, super bougie businesswoman who often throws extravagant parties for any event, big or small. But watching the show, doesn't really give you a clear picture of what Jen Shah does for a living or exactly how she amassed so much wealth. I mean, Coach Shah probably does well, but I don't think a college coach makes enough coin to fill a huge closet with designer labels from top to bottom. Jen's wealth is sort of a lingering question in the back of viewers' minds, but it gets overshadowed by her fiery and sometimes entertaining behavior. The moment you begin to wonder exactly how Jen earns money, you're distracted by her berating another castmate or flashing an extravagant look, dressed in high-end designer clothes from head to toe. We're looking at you, Mary Cosby. Jen told Access Hollywood in November of 2020, "I own three different marketing companies, and we do lead generation, data monetization, and customer acquisition. The best way to describe it is I'm the Wizard of Oz. I'm the one behind the curtain that no one knows exists, but I'm the one making everything happen." That statement certainly has not aged well, considering the serious criminal charges Jen faced. Years before her debut on The Real Housewives, Jen graduated from the University of Utah. After college, she worked for Franklin Covey Company, a Utah-based leadership, coaching, and organization company from 1998 to 2005. After that, she moved on to Prosper, a coaching and education company where she was employed from 2005 to 2011. Her next employment stint may give insight into what Jen would later do to earn a living, a job that would eventually land her in hot water with the feds. Jen worked for Thrive, a telemarketing company, which was then sold to another company called Guidance because the FTC deposed them in 2015. One could speculate that Jen may have picked up a few tricks of the trade during her time working for the telemarketing company. It's summertime, so I've been spending a lot of time outdoors. The sunshine is so good for my soul, but over time, my skin gets dry. My Osea skincare routine has kept my skin dewy and glowing, even in the hot and dry weather. Every morning and night, I cleanse my face with Osea's Ocean Cleanser, which provides a gentle exfoliation for radiant skin. Then, I apply their Hyaluronic C Serum because it has proven anti-aging and moisture-boosting benefits. And for a whole-body exfoliator, I use their Salts of the Earth Body Scrub, a game-changer during shorts season. My other secret weapon is Osea's Celebrity-Loved Body Oil, which I apply after exfoliating my skin. The seaweed-infused body oil keeps my skin nourished and looking healthy. It should definitely be a part of anyone's daily routine. All of Osea's products are clean, safe, responsibly sourced, vegan, cruelty-free, and powered by the sea. Find your new skincare and body care favorites at OseaMalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code DIRTYMONEY. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want it all. Go to OSEAMalibu.com, promo code DIRTYMONEY. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, which means you get a larger variety of meals to choose from, and Dirty Money Moves listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount. Green Chef is your answer to eating well, saving time and money. With more meal customization options than ever before, Green Chef offers 24 recipes each week that you can mix and match. For example, you can get a keto meal one day and vegan the next day. And you can rest assured that Green Chef offers USDA-certified organic beef and chicken and wild-caught salmon. Whether you're following a keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, or gluten-free diet, Green Chef has delicious options for you. We're all busy and looking for ways to save time, so you'll be excited to know that Green Chef's meals come with pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices, which will save you a lot of time in the kitchen. The pork chops with Southwest crema is my current favorite, The sautéed zucchini and bell pepper is to die for. Go to greenchef.com/dirtymoney135 and use code DIRTYMONEY135 to get $135 off across 5 boxes. And your first box ships free. That's $135 off across 5 boxes when you go to greenchef.com/dirtymoney135 and use code DIRTYMONEY135. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Since the Real Housewives franchise first launched in 2010, the show has seen its fair share of scandal. And I'm not talking about the usual wine throws or hair pulls. No, I'm referring to the kind of scandal that comes with prison time. Think back to the Countess, Luann de Lesseps, who attacked an officer in Palm Beach. Teresa Giudice, who was indicted on federal fraud charges and sentenced to prison. Kim Richards for trespassing, resisting, and battery, and Erica Girardi, whose legal fate is yet to be determined. But Jen Shah's legal issues are far more elevated than just your average public intoxication or battery charge. Her crimes could land the Queen Bee of Salt Lake City behind bars for over a decade. But before we get there, let's meet Stuart Smith, Jen Shah's right-hand man, assistant number one, and partner in crime, literally.
Stuart is my personal and business assistant. He just does everything. He knows my favorite color, my favorite food. He'll go get me tampons.
I like it.
He knows when my period is every month. Stuart knows everything. He knows more than Sharif knows.
Jen and Stuart's friendship goes back more than 10 years. When they first met, Stuart was working at a company for which Jen was doing some consulting. Stuart, now 43 years old, comes off on the show as sort of an average Joe. He's somewhat balding, a little sassy, constantly hungry, and always up for a good time.
So Stuart has been somebody that I've known over the last, 9-10 years. I met him when I was consulting for a company. Stuart was an employee there. He was kind of an underdog in his department, and I felt bad for him. When the company sold, they were going to get rid of him. And I was like, he just needs a chance. And so that's how our relationship started. Listen, I must have saved Stuart's job 5 or 6 times, okay, over the years. Every time Stuart would get into some trouble, I would always go be like, he means well. And so that's how we became really close.
People watching the show can see Jen and Stuart flaunting their lavish lifestyles. The duo are seen choosing ritzy places to eat for lunch and throwing luxurious parties. But what viewers don't see is what the pair were really up to during all of their business meetings. November 14th, 2021 will go down in reality TV history as the day viewers watched Jen Shah's shocking arrest. Jen's fellow housewives were left in awe after Homeland Security showed up in the parking lot of a beauty lab and laser just as they were about to leave for a girls' trip. I've watched the footage numerous times, and the hair on my arms always stands up the moment when Jen Shah gets a phone call alerting her that the Shah Chalet has just been raided by the feds. TV cameras caught the entire dramatic moment, which trended on social media for months afterward. As the footage shows, Jen got into the luxury van seemingly excited about the girls' trip they were about to embark on. After the life-changing phone call, however, Jen quickly leaves, telling her castmates that her husband was experiencing a medical emergency. On the show, viewers can see honest reactions from Jen's castmates after hearing the news that their friend and castmate could be facing serious prison time for her crimes. The women were absolutely shocked. In one particular scene, castmate Whitney Rose reads a headline about Jen Shah. The headline read, Real Housewives star charged in massive fraud money laundering scheme. After reading the article, Whitney says, her and Stu were charged for stealing people's money. Fraud. Then viewers see a clip of law enforcement with search warrants in hand and Jen getting into a car while reporters beg to interview and photograph her. In a heartbreaking scene, cameras catch footage of Jen's two sons as they're escorted out of the Shaw Chalet, their home. As feds arrive with search warrants, both Jen and her right-hand man, Stuart, were arrested and charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing and one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, according to People magazine. The flashy pair were accused of running a nationwide telemarketing scheme for over 10 years, targeting at least 10 people over the age of 55, an age group considered to be more vulnerable. After their shocking arrests were publicized, social media exploded with claims that Jen and Stuart had built their opulent lifestyles at the expense of vulnerable, often elderly, working-class people. The news also seemed to answer the lingering question of how Jen Shaw had become so wealthy. The Shaw-dropping revelation came as a huge shock for Housewives fans around the world, who took to social media to express opinions ranging from support to extreme criticism. Teresa Giudice is an OG cast member of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Her status in the franchise is legendary due to her hair-trigger temper and infamous table flip during a heated scene on the show. In October of 2014, Teresa, or Tree, was sentenced to 15 months in prison for fraud. Tree's conviction was huge news in the Bravo and reality TV universe, and it served as a catalyst into reality TV legendary status for the fiery mom of four. Not to be outdone, Jen Shaw, the queen bee of Salt Lake City, proclaimed previously that Teresa walked so she could run. Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music. And Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week for a brand new episode.